Hello and welcome to another A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Netflix and Cable Madness. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday I bring you English that will wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes we will practice the use of should and could with related vocabulary. Netflix and cable madness. The financial crisis has hit Wenatchee quite hard in the past year or so. Businesses have closed, some people have lost their homes or jobs, or both. Everyone seems to be more careful about spending, and it has become normal to be frugal or very careful or thoughtful about money. My husband and I have been trying to find ways to cut costs. One expense that was easy to lower was our television bill. The cable and satellite companies here in the US sell packages to their customers, a certain amount of channels for a certain amount of money. The more you pay, the larger the choice of channels. Well, I realized a while ago that we only watch a few channels, but we pay for a lot that we don't even like. After calling the company we use and lowering our package, I was happy to find that we saved about $40 a month. Good savings. But I knew that we could do even better. I signed up for an online instant television and film viewing network called Netflix. Its monthly cost is less than $10. You can instantly view on your computer from a list of thousands of items, or you can have them send you, at no extra cost, DVDs in the mail, one after another. Brilliant! It works, and we love it. The next step was trying to hook up my PC to the TV. Well, that shouldn't be a problem, I said to everyone confidently. Oh my goodness. I had to make 4 trips to Radio Shack, where they sell all kinds of cables, plugs, and computers. Each time I went, I experienced great service, but I came away with something that didn't quite work. I was so frustrated. By the 4th time, I was absolutely determined to get the right stuff, even if it meant buying 1,000 cables. Okay, I'm exaggerating. I bought a package of cables that is used specifically to hook up a PC to a TV. I was almost scared to open it. When I did, I was horrified to see what looked like an ocean of cables. There were so many of them. The instruction booklet was so difficult to understand that I looked everything up on Google to get my step-by-step instructions. Thank you, Google. After plugging everything in, putting the TV on the correct setting, and changing the display setting on my PC, suddenly what was on my PC screen appeared on the TV. Hooray! I did it. Now we can instantly view programs and films that we like on our big TV. Grammar Notes. Practice of should and could with related vocabulary. Frugal. We should be more frugal these days and think carefully before we make a big purchase. We should be more frugal these days and think carefully before we make a big purchase. Package. We could save money by getting the phone, the internet, and the television all in one package. We could save money by getting the phone, the internet, and the television all in one package. To hook up. If he wants to make a speech to the crowd, he should hook up the microphone to the speakers. If he wants to make a speech to the crowd, he should hook up the microphone to the speakers. Booklet. The instruction booklet is hopeless, but you could Google the instructions. The instruction booklet is hopeless, but you could Google the instructions. That's it for today. Thank you so much. I hope you don't have problems with hooking cables up like I did. Keep up with your English. Remember to email me also at acupofenglish@live.com, live.com. Thank you for those of you who have emailed me. It's always interesting to hear where you come from and how much English you know. Remember, there's also the text and grammar notes available always at acupofenglish.libsyn.com and the app in iTunes. Take care. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.